didn't recognize you, sir.
Vicki said I look same last time.
You do.
Congratulations, Roger.
Hey, what a special day. What a very special day this is for me and for my family. I'm just so thankful to be here and to see so many good faces, and so many of you have been so helpful to me in my career, been friends, mentors, and what a wonderful day it's going to be, and it is. I want to take an opportunity in the few minutes that I have to thank some people. I think it's only appropriate that God gives the talent, but we can't get anywhere by ourselves. We have to have help. So I'm very thankful, and I want to thank some folks this morning. I want to start with my grandparents. What a wonderful two people they were. They've since died, passed away, and gone, but they gave me a Christian home. Picked me up from a trailway bus when I was 15 years of age in Minden, Louisiana. I was 2 hours late. They were sitting there on an old wood bench. Took me to their home in Cotton Valley, Louisiana. Set me down on there on the sofa. Grandma and Granddaddy did. Hadn't had a child at home in 30 years now when I went to live with them, 15 years of age, and been kind of running some streets in Oklahoma. And my granddad said, well, there's three things Grandma and I want to talk to you about. Number one, said, we want you to go to church with us. We'll buy you a suit. I'd never owned one, and they wanted to take me to church, and I said, I'll go. And the second thing, they said, your grandmother's going to fix the best food you've ever eaten in your life, and she's going to put it on the table in the morning, lunch, supper time. We're going to ask you to be there. We'll eat as a family, say grace. I had no idea what he was talking about. So we did that. And the third thing, he said, this is how we'll start. And he said, when you mess up, he knew I was a young man and never had a lot of discipline, needed a lot of help. He said, when you mess up, he said, you tell me the truth the very first time. He said, don't you lie to me. And that's the way we started. So my grandparents were wonderful. They gave me a Christian home. I got saved in a little Baptist church in Cotton Valley. And wonderful grandparents. And also then came a little time after that, Jim Mize. Jim Mize came. What a wonderful, gentle, and kind man this fellow is. He came to Cotton Valley, Louisiana, picked my grandparents and I up, brought me to Louisiana Tech, and oh, what a wonderful day it was, and picked us up, and even was so unselfish that saw that when that football was up there throwing on that field in my freshman year, in the spring, he saw that I wanted to be up there, and he came and told me to take my track shoes and go turn them in and go out there. And there was something special to me always when a football was in the air. When that football was in the air, it just seemed like that if I could just run, get it. And that, to me, was always a significant thing. So I was thankful. I want to thank our coaches. You know, Wall, and I don't have time to go through each one of them, but I just want to thank our coaches here at Louisiana Tech. How patient they were and kind to me, allowing me to grow up and to get my feet on the ground. Proverbs 15:23 says, a man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. And during those four years, there were some wonderful, kind words that were spoken to me. Mickey said some wonderful things. He was my coach, and I hung on every word he said. And one time we were on the field, and he said something of this sort. He said, Roger, nobody can get to that spot you just got to faster than you just did. Nobody. I don't care where they're at. And oh, I could have ran through a wall for him. So it was wonderful. Mickey, thank you. Thank you. I want to thank my teammates. Many of them are here. I see Charlie back there. Thank you. What a wonderful group that we played with. Some of those men I'm closer today than I've ever been, and I'm thankful for that. I'd like to thank, as I went to the NFL, Pete McCulley, who was a Louisiana Tech quarterback, and Pete was my receiver coach. I never saw him work with his hands in his pocket, and I watched how he threw the footballs. He used to say he could put it in a gnat's ear, and he could, and I learned to do some of the things that Pete McCulley could do. So I was around Mickey, and I was around Pete McCulley. I was around some of the best. I also had wonderful quarterbacks. I was around Burt Jones, and what a combination we had. I could look at him in the huddle, never had to say a word. We roomed together for 8 years, and he knew what I was thinking. I knew what he was thinking. And as a coach, I've learned that the success I've experienced as a player is because of the quarterbacks we've had and their abilities to make plays and their leadership. So if you've got a good quarterback, you have a chance to be successful. I also want to thank my good friend in the back, Herschel Jones. Herschel's from Cotton Valley, Louisiana. He and Linda are here. And we ran down more dirt roads in Cotton Valley in the 8 years that I was there trying to stay in shape. He'd come get me, and we'd run down those roads. And Herschel, thank you. He was older than I was, but gosh, he had such grit. And he'd come pick me up and run me down those roads. I also want to thank John Causey. I don't know if John's here this morning, but as God would have it, my career was ending, and John Causey called me up one day and was going to a banquet, asked me if I'd go, and I went with him. We talked about grades. I hadn't finished my schooling. We talked about football. We talked about a lot of things. He went back and talked to A.L. Williams, and the next morning I got a phone call from A.L. Williams, and he invited me to come to Tech. And I came, and I never will forget, Coach Wynn, you got behind out from behind that desk and came and sat by me and talked with me. And we talked about school and we talked about coaching. And he gave me an opportunity to come back to Louisiana Tech and get my degree. And I'll always be thankful, A.L., to you and for John. I think it was a God thing. Dr. Robert McGee, oh, what an inspiration and an encourager he was to me when we came here. I was inducted as a deacon, and he just came right alongside me, he and Mickey and the other wonderful people at Temple Baptist Church. Pat Collins hired me at 35 years of age, then hired our son. And for 20 years now, I've been working with young men, helping them grow up, get their feet on the ground. Undine, thank you. 36 years of marriage. James, John, Paige, Anna, Emma, Kendall, and we have another one on the way. God's been so wonderfully good to us. F.J. Taylor, thank you. What a wonderful speech. This guy could talk. He was so wonderful, and I always hung on what he said. He'd come out there to the football field, and when he came out there, oh, it was special. I knew the president was there, and we all wanted to perform to our best. So, you know, you look and you say, gosh, what a journey. What a journey. What a wonderful God-given journey. And I think one of the things I've treasured the most, and I'll quit, has been the churches that we've been fortunate to become members of, the friends we've made along the way. Many of you are here today. None of that, in my estimation, would have been possible without Louisiana Tech, if it had not been there for me and our family. So I'm deeply grateful, and I'm humbled to receive this honor. I'd like to thank Jim and Dr. Renault and the whole Tech family for making this a very special day for me and my family. Thank you. God bless you.